nationals in the southern Pakistani port city of Karachi on Monday, killing one and wounding the other. Police said the two employees of a shipping firm were targeted in an upscale neighborhood while they were out shopping for groceries. Officers added that the perpetrators fired 9 shots before fleeing in a car. It was not immediately clear what motivated the attack. Premier Li Keqiang says China will remain committed to the policy of reform and opening up and provide more convenience for foreign experts to work in China. The statement followed a discussion with more than 60 foreign experts ahead of Chinese Lunar New Year. The premier says China will continue to deepen reforms, implement tax reductions and administrative fee exemptions, and create a sound business environment. China's central authorities have unveiled a 3-year action plan to improve the rural living environment. The country aims to make villages clean and tidy and promote residents' hygiene and health awareness by 2020. The plan lists some key tasks, including garbage sorting, toilet upgrades, residential sewage treatment, and village management. Eastern China and the developed areas in central and western China are required to fully implement these tasks. In the less developed regions in central and western China, garbage sorting should be put into place in around 90% of villages, and around 85% of toilets should meet hygiene standards. Maldives President Abdullah Yameen has declared a state of emergency amid a political crisis in the country. Yameen's assured citizens and foreigners in the country of their safety. The Supreme Court last Thursday ordered the immediate release of opposition leaders who'd been facing criminal charges. The court said the prisoners were free until fair trials could be conducted without undue influence. Since then, clashes have erupted in the capital, with opposition supporters clashing with the police. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Gong Shuang says China supports all parties in the Maldives in seeking a political solution. Gong also suggested that Chinese citizens who are planning to go to the Maldives in the near future temporarily refrain from doing so before the situation is stabilized in the country. Air China has announced a decision to increase the number of flights flying from Chongqing to Taiwan for 5 consecutive days ahead of Spring Festival, or the Chinese Lunar New Year, which starts on Friday. Currently, one scheduled flight is flying between Chongqing and Taiwan every day. There will be 2 flights daily between February 11th and 15th. The decision comes as Taiwan authorities refused to approve 176 additional cross-strait flights operated by China Eastern Airlines and Xiamen Airlines, citing security concerns regarding the route. Iran's foreign ministry says the country will never participate in any renegotiation of the 2015 international nuclear deal. In making the statement, the ministry also calls out the U.S. illusion of trying to amend the agreement. The statement follows recent comments by U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, who said that working groups with the participation of 3 European countries had been set up to discuss the deal. U.S. President Donald Trump has claimed that the Iranian nuclear deal contains flaws and harms Western interests. Trump's threatened that Washington might withdraw from the deal and stop waiving U.S. sanctions on Iran, which were removed under the 2015 agreement. Kenya will host an international conference on strengthening marriages. Around 2,000 participants will attend the conference to be held in Nairobi on Saturday. The founder of Marriage Conference International, Sajid Hussain, says the conference will revitalize the conversation on how to strengthen modern marriages amid onslaughts from the negative impacts of urbanization. The International Marriage Conference has been held in 8 different cities across the world since it began in 2015. Nairobi will be the second city in Africa to host the conference after Johannesburg hosted in 2016. Organizers revealed that Nigeria, Morocco, and Ghana are expected to host the conference in the future. The first day of trial in Belgium for the surviving prime suspect in the Islamic State attacks in Paris that killed 130 people has ended. Salah Abdeslam refused to stand or to answer questions as he went on trial for a shootout with police in his native Brussels. This was Abdeslam's first public sighting since his capture nearly 2 years ago. Abdeslam is being tried alongside a second defendant, Sofiane Ayari, a 24-year-old Tunisian. Federal prosecutors in Belgium are seeking 20 years in prison for each of them, saying they took part in a joint operation to ambush officers. Abdeslam will be held in a highly secured prison in northern France during the Brussels trial. For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham.
Welcome to Online Unleashed, where we discuss the latest trends driving discussions online and keeps you up to date on all the controversial and